Please be seated. Pentecost, Spirit, fire, baptism, languages understood, people from different places understanding each other, bringing light to darkness, boundaries broken, walls coming down, inspiration, strength, leadership, a new community. In other words, the graceful changing of hearts and minds and lives. Pentecost, Spirit, fire. This is the spirited beginning of our church, our tradition. When we talk about a Pentecostal church, what do we normally think of? If I said to you, that's a Pentecostal church.
Swaying in the Spirit.
Yes. So it's a kind of a style of worship, right? Hands raised, speaking out, emotion, heart, spirited music, it's all there, and it makes non-Pentecostals uncomfortable. Judgmental, perhaps. What did they say about the apostles in today's Acts reading that we just heard? Based on their behavior, what did they think? They were drunk at 9 in the morning. Has anyone, because of your faith, accused you of being drunk? Notice I put because of your faith in there. What is this tainted understanding of holiness and spirit? And yet that's what we have. This is our tradition. What do we do with that? What do we proper, reasonable, sensible Christians do with that? This, I believe, stop judging and open my heart. Stop judging and open my heart. Repeat after me. Stop judging,
stop judging.
And open my heart. That is what we're called to do. In the collects, actually I say collects because there was two collects to choose from to begin the service today, the prayer that collects our theme. There's a choice on the Feast of Pentecost. There's a traditional collect that talks about this feeling, right? This openness. Almighty God, on this day you open the way of eternal life to every race and nation, by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit, shed abroad this light, this gift, throughout the world, by the preaching of the gospel, that it may reach to the ends of the earth. And then in the collect we did pray today, we talked about the teaching of our hearts, the learning of our hearts. And grant us a right judgment in all things. So following our hearts and using our minds to a place of right judgment, righteous judgment, goodness, compassion. So even though we are thoughtful and rational people much of the time, Pentecost is about feeling emotion. It's about empathy. It's about the heart. It's about a conversion. It's about a change that we feel first. So we are all Pentecostals by calling. So how do we do that authentically? To be converted by God's Spirit. Are we to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth? Are we all to become preachers? Are we all to become missionaries? Are we all to shout out God's name? Well, the short answer is Yes. Somehow. Not to be afraid to claim our faith and to speak it and to live it and to share it. How do we do that authentically? Debbie Clark and Lisa Krieger are in Zambia right now, members of the parish, because Debbie opened up her heart to the Spirit as an audiologist, right? How do I bring my gifts to those who need them? So she started a nonprofit to bring hearing aids to people who wouldn't have them. People who can't hear, people who are left out, people who aren't engaged, people who can't fully participate. And so Debbie and Lisa Krieger right now are in Zambia because she started a nonprofit to bring hearing aids to people who couldn't hear. Open up their ears. We support children in Haiti because they benefit from our generosity, learning, and having a meal at their church school. We're struggling with the issues of homelessness and affordable housing in this place that we live. That's changing. And not only changing the people who are less wealthy, but changing us all. How do we embody Jesus in the middle of that? That's what the Outreach Commission is trying to figure out. And many of you, all of you, spread the light in your own ways. How truly do we preach good news? So I want to share with you a story about such a preacher by the name of Stevie Wonder, who's sometimes criticized for being too idealistic. That's part of the risk you take. So I had lunch with a newcomer, Steffi Dominguez, who is a musician and a percussionist. And after we shared stories and had lunch, she sent me a YouTube of her playing a Stevie Wonder song, Superstition. She plays it's cajon, I think it's called, a percussive box that you sit on. It's like a whole drum set, depending on where you hit it. And another guitarist and a singer. And it was this amazing rendition of Superstition. Do you remember Superstition? I think most of us know it, but just in case, it's this amazing song, and I'm going to tell you, I researched it because I never really thought about it or the lyrics, but it starts out with this great drum that Jeff Beck made, actually. So it's this great seminal music-changing funk crossover when Stevie Wonder moved from Little Stevie to Big Stevie, 21 years old. It was a number one hit, I think, in 1972. So we know that feeling. And it turns out that it started with a feeling. Stevie Wonder didn't have a concept. He just heard the drums and he added the clavinet in different parts and then added the vocals. And then he added the words and the trumpets. But it came from a feeling, he says. It started with a feeling, and it wasn't a positive feeling. Hence, this sense of superstition or ominousness. So he said it was kind of an emotional thing that happened. And at the time, he said prophetically, "I hate to sound pessimistic, but we have serious problems that have to be dealt with. Nixon is cutting off all these programs. Some things just go in circles. And holding back funds, who do you think it's hurting? One person is the black man. We have always been the last to get and the first to have it taken away. So superstition, in a sense, is like an answer to the Beach Boys' good vibrations with a bad vibration. There's still people hurting, but the ending of the song, when he relays these superstitious thoughts about writing on the wall or ladders falling, the refrain is about superstition is not the way. Superstition is not the way. When you believe in the things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition ain't the way. So how do we understand these things? How do we understand this darkness? And what can we do about it? How do we find our way out of it? Don't succumb to your fears. Don't be superstitious. Come to a new understanding. Use your mind. Change your heart. Be enlightened and change. And be a person who brings change, graceful change. So in 2004, Stevie Wonder said this, "No matter what, no one can take music away from me. Even if I was a slave or blind Tom and every instrument was taken away, I could still imagine music and hear chords in my head. As incredible as that is, God has also given me a yearning to do more, to hear more. I'm playing blues now and I want to do gospel. I've lived through an earthquake and it made me realize that I have to do the best I can in life. I always just want to do better. I have to love and share like there's no tomorrow. Another thing I've learned recently is that I cannot play God. I cannot solve everyone's problems." It sounds very healthy. It's this surrender of heart. It's saying, how can I bring my heart? And so music becomes this symbol for me today of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, of Pentecost. Music, something that we hear, that moves through us, that changes us, that speaks to our heart, that can change our mood, that can connect with us. Music lifts us up, and we can feel in the same way the presence of God in our hearts. We can feel that we're loved. We can feel when something is wrong. We can feel when we're hurting. And then we can open our hearts and try to do something about it. The Spirit, God's Spirit, is calling us to be courageous, to tell the truth, to take risks to do that, to risk seeming idealistic, to talk about love and peace. So when I researched this song, I found a live version, Dave Matthews Band playing with Stevie Wonder and singing the refrain of this song like a preacher. And it turned out the setting was, I just learned, confirmed this morning, the setting for that live performance was a concert for Charlottesville, for the healing of Charlottesville in September 17, after the marching and ominous, like today's readings, blood and fire of white supremacists marching with torches through the streets. So this concert was a healing for that. And Stevie Wonder sings with the Dave Matthews Band. At the end of the concert, he's preaching, he's saying, take a knee for peace, superstition ain't the way. Take a knee for love, superstition ain't the way. Take a knee for unity, superstition's not the way. Take a knee for America, superstition ain't the way. It's a worship service. Fear is not the way, hate is not the way, love is, compassion is, justice is. And so God bless artists who feel and know the heart and make music and proclaim good news in the face of darkness. That's our calling. That's our calling as a holy people. That's how this church started, with Pentecost. So the question is, how do we carry that on? How do we carry that on for Noah, right? How does Noah now know to stop judging and open his heart? How will he know that? In the way that his parents and his family live their lives, and the example that they give, and the risks that they take and the sacrifice that they take. That's our calling, because this is a sacred tradition. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
I know it's a sacred tradition because we got a letter in the mail. This was a letter that came from St. Mark's and came back, returned to sender. So you know we have this thing called CCB that some of you hate, our database thing. I know you hate it. Don't be a hater. And sometimes there's tests made, put fictitious people in there to try things out and see what happens. And so I think this is the solar. This is about us going solar and asking people to help if they'd like to donate to transfer to solar here, which is going to happen soon. But somehow a test got into the mail, and it's addressed to Mary Magdalene. We put the address here. The address says 123 Sea of Galilee Lane, Magdala, California, and our zip code. But it came back. So it raises the question, where's Mary Magdalene? Where's the woman who stayed with Jesus in the darkest moment and experienced resurrection and new life and ran back to the community? Spirited. Is Mary Magdalene here? Is Mary Magdalene out there? Is Mary Magdalene sitting here in the pews? How is God calling you to preach good news and to proclaim with your heart and your words and your mind and your actions God's love and compassion? Because you're being called. In the name of Jesus Christ, on this day of Pentecost, amen.